Now, we've talked about the significance of names, and I'm going to throw a weird one at you tonight. And I'm going to ask that you just sort of think with me conceptually. Don't hang your hat too much on this. But Laban's name means white. And at the risk of sounding like I'm making a joke, he is the father of white supremacy. What is white supremacy? The belief that white people are the true chosen people of God, and the modern Jewish people and the state of Israel are usurpers. Years ago, in 1995, after the Mura bombing, I decided there was a terrible bus bombing in Israel, and I had been in Israel for the summer. I came back, and sometime in that fall, there was another terrible bus bombing, and it just grieved my heart. And I was talking to a Jewish friend of mine about this, and I said, you know, we just have to do something. And so together, we decided that we would go to Israel, but we would attempt to raise an offering that we would take, and it would be given directly to the victims of the bombings there in Jerusalem. And we just felt like that, especially here in Oklahoma City, having just come off the Mura thing, that people would understand that. In fact, there were some Jewish kids that were victims of bombings that were brought down to the Mura site one day when I happened to be there. And so we went and we established a fund, and we I don't know, I think we got one ad or one article in the newspaper about it. About a week later, I got a plain manila envelope sent to my office. And when I opened it, it scared me to death. Because inside, it was a document that had been sent to me by a white supremacy group. Now, the other gentleman, who I won't name, had a very Jewish name, and it was obvious he was Jewish. My name obviously wasn't, and I don't remember if we were pictured in the thing or not. But the letter that this individual sent to me was basically this: that if I am a pure white American, then I am a true Israelite, and this Jewish guy is a usurper. He's a fake. Now, guys, if you think that that is just a small, weird idea, I promise you, if you go on the internet, and I really don't want you to do this because I don't even want you to expose yourself to it, but if you just go type white supremacy, you'll be there all day. This is a serious problem. And the oldest lie of white supremacy and anti-Semitism is that Jacob stole the blessing. Did Jacob steal the blessing from Esau? No, he did not. Esau sold his birthright. He despised it and sold it for a bowl of soup. It's interesting that Edom is considered by the rabbis to be the founders of Rome. No one persecuted the Jews like Rome has done until the Nazis. And interestingly enough, the Nazis, like Laban, were neck deep in the occult. You cannot study the history of Nazi Germany, and especially the SS, without coming across detailed information. You know that whole Indiana Jones thing and the quest for the Ark of the Covenant? That was real. The Nazis under the SS, they were running around trying to find religious relics and occult items. They were trying to tap in to the occultic powers, just like Laban. Anti-Semitism, and this is the real point I want to make. Guys, anti-Semitism is a spiritual issue. It is not a racial issue, though race is used to stir it up. It is not a political issue, though it's one of the biggest political challenges of our day. Anti-Semitism and white supremacy are a spiritual issue that seeps up from the pit of hell, and it is simply a lie sown in the hearts of men that somehow Jacob stole the blessing and we've got to get it back. Now, I want to ask you, I realize that 99% of you are here tonight and you have no Jewish blood in you. And when you find out that someone else is chosen, the natural instinct in our flesh is to be jealous. But I want to ask you a question. Why should I be jealous of an inheritance given to Abraham when the whole point of giving the inheritance to Abraham was that through Abraham it could be given to me? What is there to be jealous of? Why would I long to take away from the sons of Abraham that which Paul makes clear I am now grafted in and stand as a legal heir to inherit all the blessings of the covenant promise God made to Abraham? There is no reason for jealousy. And I encourage you to guard your heart. Because even in the body of Christ, there is conflict going on right now between Jewish believers and non-Jewish believers. And it's one of the oldest conflicts in the world. And we've got to work through it, especially in these last days when the remnant of Israel, Jewish people, are beginning to accept Yeshua as the Messiah, just like the Bible said they would. But as they come back into the faith of Abraham, some of us Gentiles who have been around for a while are struggling. And there's definitions, and there's conflict, and there's issues, and it's so easy for suddenly to have this spirit of anti-Semitism rise up in your heart. I can tell you exactly the moment that I discovered I had an anti-Semitic heart. I was on a plane headed for Israel in 1993. Now, I didn't know I had an anti-Semitic heart. In fact, I've mentioned this before. I was raised in a home where, you know, racism was absolutely not tolerated. And if I'm repeating myself, forgive me, but I had to go back and question, how in the world does a preacher's kid who's raised to not be racist and not be, you know, a bigot, how does that creep in? And the only thing I could come to was this, that growing up in the church, going to Sunday school, good, well-intentioned people teaching the story of Jesus coming into the scene, it was always Jesus against the Jews. It was good guy, bad guy, cops and robbers. And the problem is that is really not an accurate portrayal of what was going on in the New Testament. You have to be very careful that you don't let those oversimplifications become your definitions. Because Jesus was not against the Jews. He said, I have come to save the house of Israel. And so, ultimately, we have to be very careful. I say this because I believe you are a generation that's going to have to deal with the blessing issue more than any other generation that's ever existed. Because right now, political lines are being drawn by it. Theological lines are being redrawn by it. And you need to understand what's really going on between Jacob and the rest of the world. You know, we sang that song tonight. God, we want to be a generation that serve the God of Jacob, all right?